How Can This Be? January 24, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. You hear all these crazy things, like Trump never left office. And the military is in control, don't worry. And I know that this is confusing to millions of people all across this country. Okay, so, begin with the fact that the U.S. military, specifically the U.S. Army, has been in control of the country since 1863. This is what Lincoln did when he issued the very first executive order as Commander-in-Chief, which is otherwise called General Order 100 or the Lieber Code. The military nabobs have never relinquished control ever since. So, this is nothing new. This is the way it has been in living memory. The military has been running everything and the rest is just for show. No doubt that is alarming to many people, but, tough. That's the way it is and the way it has been for 160 years. As for Trump not leaving office, you have to ask yourself what office of the president he was in? As commander-in-chief he can continue on indefinitely. Imagine that, for their own reasons, Ford Motor Company and General Motors get together and run things under one heading, functioning as the United States Motor Company. That's what happened here in 1937. The U.S. military and the Federal Civil Service cut a deal. They each continue to be separate and have their own spheres, but they agreed to present a united front to the public and have one elected president. This solution bumbled along pretty well, until 2020, when the military decided not to be an accommodation party anymore. Now you have Trump as the holdover. There are mechanisms for this, Commander-in-Chief. So, he's not president of the joint venture per se. But he doesn't need to be, to remain in control of his own sphere. But, isn't the president always the commander-in-chief? Go back to our Ford GM joint venture project. Just because they decide to front the United States Motor Company doesn't mean that the president of Ford Motor Company and president of General Motors positions disappear. They are still there and they are still presidents in their own right. In this case, the president of the USA Incorporated has the additional office of Commander-in-Chief. Even if he is, in this analogy, no longer President of the United States Motor Company Joint Venture, Mr. Trump is still President of the USA Incorporated, and that means he is still Commander-in-Chief. That's what people are talking about when they say that Trump never left office and also the reason they claim that the military is in control of the present situation. It's all true. It's just completely foreign and unlike anything that Joe average American could ever expect, given the fuzzy pablum he has been fed about American history. The USA Incorporated and the US Incorporated, operating under however many names and through however many franchises, are two immense, foreign, for-profit commercial corporations. Instead of selling cars and trucks, they sell government services. As president of the USA Incorporated, Mr. Trump inherited the office of Commander-in-Chief, and that presidency continues no matter what happens to the 1937 joint venture with the U.S. Incorporated. And if you feel an odd polarization in the air, and think that something isn't right about Joe Biden and think that what the Biden administration is doing makes no sense, it's probably because you are not seeing all this in the context of being in the middle of the largest and longest-running civil war in history. Mr. Trump told you that this is a war and that he is a wartime president. Believe it.